We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So Biden's going to use taxpayer money, almost $1 trillion, because, you know, a trillion here, a trillion there, right? We'll just borrow it, to buy American goods.
I got a better idea. Why don't you leave American taxpayers alone? We'll buy our own American goods.
Like under Trump.
Exactly.
Yeah. See, because with the left, if companies privately sell goods and make a profit like American goods, that's right. Not a success. Only good things can come from the government. The government, the goodness can't come from anywhere else. It must originate from the government. The government has to be involved or it's just not worth doing. Whereas Trump, I mean, it's very stark. I mean, Biden's trying to sound like Trump. Yeah, buy American. Well, that means we'll just borrow some more money from the Chinese and buy American with it. Because that's primarily who we're borrowing from, the Chinese.
Oh, yeah. Well, what Biden is doing and what Democrats are doing here is a stealth campaign to get into their Green New Deal and the racial equality thing, because that's exactly, if you listen to what they're saying, they are going to buy from specific companies that employ the types of environmental policies that Democrats approve of and are the right woke corporations that have the right corporate attitude about racial injustice. That's what they're saying. So they will take American taxpayer dollars to buy from specific companies that align with their political beliefs.
Well, thanks to Trump, we were averaging between $200 and $300 billion a quarter in new American investment coming in from offshore because we changed the tax structure. That's what primarily fired the economy up. So, See, we don't need to borrow money from the Chinese and pay them back at a higher rate and then spend the money. We can just make it more favorable for American companies to actually produce stuff in America.
Yeah.
And that won't, not only will that not cost the taxpayers anything, we'll see record high revenues come into the Treasury again.
Exactly, because it works every time it's tried.
As they did under Trump.
Yeah.
But no, they don't want to do any of that. So, well, you know, it's just staggering to me. You look at what Biden's saying. He's not talking about Americans buying American. And that makes sense. He doesn't want to get in China's way. China gave his boy, I mean, $1 billion for his investment company. He's not getting in China's way. It cost him too much. He's going to have you pay to buy American, which is remarkable. Meanwhile, did you see this Fox News story, Lee? This is John Durham, the Democrat that Bill Barr has investigating Russiagate.
Okay.
Yeah, because a Republican could never be trusted to investigate anything. Yeah. So, he is now saying, this is from Fox News, Durham, under pressure to wrap up investigation, could punt until after Election Day.
Well, to the surprise of no one.
That means they got away with it for four straight years. Mm-hmm. The source told Fox News that Durham does not want this to be viewed as political. Of course not. He's a Democrat. Yeah. And the closer it gets to November, Durham could just punt until after the election. Great. That's fabulous. So, again, what did Bill Barr say would happen if Trump, Bill Barr, our attorney general, if Trump's not elected? What would there ever be any justice for Russiagate? Now, keep in mind, this is how serious Russiagate was, according to our attorney general, right? This is what they want to punt on until after the election, potentially. Barr said it's the closest to a coup since the Democrats shot Lincoln.
A source said to me a couple of years ago, speaking of the Russia collusion story, that this was the closest the United States ever came to a coup to take down a president since the assassination of Lincoln. Is that an appropriate statement?
In this sense, I think it is the closest we have come to an organized effort to push a president out of office.
And it continues.
But I'm not reaching a judgment as to what the motivations there were.
Ah, you know what they were, Bill. Anyway, yeah, so Bartiromo, in that same interview, asked him, so if Trump loses the election, what happens?
We're waiting on John Durham's investigation, a criminal investigation. What bearing does the election have on that? I haven't heard any Democrats raise any upset over the fact that wiretapping of an American citizen was illegal. An FBI agent changed evidence, changed a document, a whole host of issues. So am I to believe that if we don't get the results of the John Durham investigation before the election and Donald Trump loses, we won't hear another word about this?
In terms of the future of Durham's investigation, you know, he's pressing ahead as hard as he can, and I expect that, you know, we will have some developments hopefully before the end of the summer. And what happens after the election may depend on who wins the election.
It will depend.
On
who wins the election.
And now you got Durham going, I don't know, maybe, but maybe not. I don't know. Now, keep in mind, okay, this is the real deal. They have convened a criminal grand jury, federal criminal grand jury, in this matter, and witnesses have been heard. So this is a criminal investigation right now, and we know the Democrats will shut it down. John Solomon, in an interview in April on Sean Hannity, and we go to Solomon because he's got the best track record of getting anything Russia, correct, better than anyone in the mainstream media. He believes that Durham's charges will start with Kevin Kleinsmith, the lawyer who, and this is stunning, he's an FBI lawyer, who fraudulently changed a document and submitted it to the FISA court to get a warrant to spy on Team Trump.
Good place to start.
Document fraud. Mm-hmm. I mean, whoa, we know we did it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's right out of Horowitz's findings. We know he did it. They got to prove in court, obviously. How about we just do that now? Well, we got to have some indictments, something before this election. I knew this would happen. This is why I was screaming back in January and February. Yeah. It's almost too late. It's almost too late. It's almost too late.
Yep. Now it is.
It literally is too late. And let me tell you why. Because people were saying, no, we need it to come out before the election. No, literally, people don't know the president did not collude because the media just didn't report it. And Bill Barr came out and said, oh, by the way, there was no there. They had absolutely no context to launch the Russia investigation or the Mueller investigation. They lied to Congress about having that context. They've now been completely cold busted. You could at a minimum get him on perjury charges. We know that. Bill Barr had a whole press conference on it. He's done interviews. He's laid it out in excruciating detail. You can't just make stuff up to go spy on somebody with no predication. You can't. That's illegal. And yet, the American people have no idea because the media is just able to gloss over it. You give them a couple months, they can cover. So, I mean, literally all of this stuff would have to come out right now. And I mean indictments. And it will have to be hit by the president over and over and over and over and over to break through the media blockade.
Which will sit there and say this is nothing but pure politics.
Yeah.
This is the Trump administration using the Department of Justice to attack his political enemies. Because whatever it is they accuse you of is what they're doing.
Is what they're doing. And so I got to tell you right now, I mean, it's July. At this point, if the indictments came down, and when federal indictments come down, there's always a very long list of justifications, right? Federal documents, yeah. We could read to say, you got to have justification. You got to put it in writing for indictment. We'd have the reasons why. And we could begin trying to ram it through online because it'll take months with the draconian, you know, stuff that Facebook's doing and social media's doing. Because the media's not going to, they just won't cover it.
No.
We need months to get the public familiar with this. One Barr press conference will do it. And I think it's almost too late. Now they're going, well, maybe before, maybe not. I don't know. I mean, the guy altered a document and submitted it as evidence. That's evidence tampering. Yeah, but it just wouldn't be fair before an election to tell the people the truth. It wouldn't be fair. Appears to be the point of view of John Durham.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
John Durham could punt. The Spygate investigation, which is criminal. I mean, they've had people before a grand jury. It's a criminal grand jury. So this is absolutely a criminal investigation at this point. Could punt until after the election, Fox News reports. Told you. I've been worried about this the whole time. That Bill Barr was just a fancier version of Lindsey Graham brought in. Don't forget, all Barr's ties are to the Bush cabal. So if he wants to, you know, use his sources to get his grandkids into the best college, get them the best job, get them the best placement at a law firm or wherever they want to work, then the way it works in Washington, there's fiefdoms. So you come out of a particular fiefdom. You don't get to use the resources and contacts in another. The fiefdom he comes out of is Bush. They are extremely hostile to Trump. And I've been watching this the whole time. Of all the people that he could have picked to go after anybody, John Durham's a Democrat. Yes, he has a history of going after crime by both Democrats and Republicans. That is true. But does this sound like Trump believes that we're going to get any kind of result from this investigation before the election? The people deserve this. We deserve to know what happened. We cannot make a decision at the polls without knowing what happened. Why? Biden was right in the middle of this. We've got the memo now. Right in the middle of framing these people. We've got it with Flynn. I mean, Biden sat in the meeting where they said, the FBI said, it looks like Flynn's innocent. What do we do? And Biden's like, hey, use this act, use that act, try to get him. I mean, so Biden smacked the middle of it. We deserve to know the truth before we go to the polls. We cannot make a fair decision if we do not. Now, the Fox News article did not draw any conclusions as to whether Durham would or would not delay until after the election. If he delays until after the election, it's over. The Democrats will just wipe it out in January and it's done. You tell me if Trump thinks this is he's been had here by Bill Barr in the same way he was had by Lindsey Graham, who literally could have and should have and promised to begin hearings after the Mueller report and then never did. He had subpoena power. He could have tried to get to the bottom of it, but no, he dragged out the clock. And I swear it's starting to look like Durham and Bill Barr are too. Here's what Trump tweeted about this. We have a totally corrupt previous administration, including a president and vice president who spied on my campaign and got caught. And nothing happens to them, Trump tweeted. This crime was taking place even before my election. Everyone knows it. And yet they are all frozen stiff with fear. See, that's the line that scares me the most. If we have an attorney general who is in such terror, we have the people in our justice system in such terror of pursuing actual crimes, we have lost our country already. That line from a president, I mean, that's chilling. They all know it, he writes, and yet they are frozen stiff with fear. If they're frozen stiff with fear, what does that say about the average politician elected and walking around on Capitol Hill? They must be in terror. Trump continues. No, of the FBI and the DOJ, these are rogue criminal organizations at this point. Till they prove otherwise, and they have not. I mean, folks, we now know that Kleinsmith altered the, that is fraud. Can you imagine altering a document, submitting it to a court? Would you expect to be walking around if the judge found out? Would you expect that? Because you wouldn't be. Try that in this county, you'll be in prison, and you deserve to be there. You can't alter evidence and submit it to a court under penalty of perjury. He signed the line under penalty of perjury. He signed it. They got him dead to rights. Trump continues on Twitter. No Republican Senate Judiciary response. He's talking about Lindsey Graham. No justice, no FBI, no nothing. Major horror show reports on Comey and McCabe. Guilty as hell. Nothing happens. Catch Obama and Biden cold. Nothing. A three-year, $45 million Mueller hoax failed. Investigated everything for... another president. Oh, I guess he's saying, yeah, the DOJ and the FBI investigated him for another president. This is about prosecutorial misconduct. We catch the other side spying on my campaign, the biggest political crime and scandal in U.S. history, which, by the way, you just heard our Attorney General Bill Barr say this is the biggest crime in U.S. history. The only thing that comes close is the murder of Lincoln by the Democrats. Trump continues, we catch the other side spying on my campaign, the biggest political crime and scandal in U.S. history, and nothing happens. But despite this, I have done more than any president in history in the first 3.5 years. Wow. Wow. I hope that Fox is wrong. I hope that John Durham comes out with this before the election. Because, folks, I'm here to tell you, if they get away with this, we will never shake them. The Democrat Party and the FBI, tied at the hip, will use our spy apparatus that was only ever supposed to be used against non-citizen terrorists in other countries to do opposition research for the Democrat Party. You will never again be able to run for president as anything other than a Democrat without them spying on you, and they'll probably spy on the Democrats, too. They have in the past. Running for office will mean signing up to be spied upon. And folks, that presumes that the Democrat Party can maintain control over the FBI. I'm not sure they can. The FBI has the spy power, not the Democrats. And as we've watched in all of these countries, when the intelligence state takes over and runs things, as it did in Russia, as it does in China, the party quickly loses control over it. I'm not sure the Democrats haven't lost control over it already. Yet everybody sits in fear. No one will go first. I'm fascinated. What are they afraid of? What exactly happens to you if you challenge the FBI? I'd love to know. We may never find out. And here's some good news. It's almost a weekend. Gotta love that, right? All right. So on this whole defunding the police thing, sounds a little bit scary, right? How's that going to go? A lot of leftists been asked that question. I don't have any really good answers. We've played some of their attempted answers. Okay, you're going to defund the police. Yeah, okay, part whole. Yeah, all right, then what? Social workers are going? Really? Okay. Social workers. Well, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, there's one thing I like about her there. It's only one thing. I don't agree with anything she says. But I do appreciate that she's more honest than the Democrat leadership. In fact, that's her chief beef with them and has been for a long time. She's not wrong. What she's argued essentially is, why do we keep trying to sneak and nudge the country towards socialism? Look, country after country after country has bought into socialism and Marxism, embraced it, even fought for it. Why don't we just tell them what we want to do? Why don't we just tell them what we plan to do and sell it? Other countries have. It's worked out great. Why namby-pamby around? Just tell them the truth. And I appreciate that from her. She does it a lot, actually. In fact, that's the difference between the old guard and the new guard. She's the new guard. She just wants to tell us what it is and run on it. Let the chips fall where they may. Old guard doesn't like that. They want to do stuff like Obamacare. Remember how that was supposed to work? Obamacare was a failure because it was deliberately built to fail. Because remember, it originally came with a public option. And so as prices skyrocketed, as they were designed to, particularly on the middle class, and it was wild. Remember when Investors Business Daily reported that Obamacare costs begin to skyrocket at precisely the income point where people begin voting Republican in large numbers? Yeah, it was to make it so unaffordable, it would force Republicans and other people who normally would never give up their health care plans or their doctor to choose the public plan, the public option. And then the Democrats would say, see, everybody loves socialism. No, you forced them into it. They couldn't pay $25,000 a year for their medical cost. But it failed, remember? They came up one vote short in one House of what was needed to pass the plan with the public option. So they had to go with the plan without the public option. So they passed the disastrous plan designed to ruin your health insurance, figuring they would retain power and they would come back and offer the public option later. Anything to get the destruction of our healthcare system in motion. AOC wouldn't go for a thing like that. She'd say, let's just sell them the public plan. So AOC was being honest, one of the few, about what defunding the police will look like. It should terrify you. She intends to experiment with public safety. See what works. And too many die over here, too many murders over there, too many kids caught in a shot fire over here. We'll adjust. We just got to see how much blood flows. You'll love it when we get it right eventually. Here's AOC telling the truth about defunding the cops. And that is primarily this. They have no freaking clue how to do it. So they're just going to experiment with public safety till they figure out what works. They don't mean for you, by the way. They mean for them.
We can disagree about the details of it, but we can't go back. As much as we want policy to be, I'm going to propose it, I'm going to have all of the answers and put a neat little bow, and we're going to pass this one law once and everything is going to be fixed. That's how we wish all of this stuff works. But what it really is going to take is experimentation and to ask what if, and to even pass laws in the spirit of that experimentation as well.
Pass laws in the spirit of experimenting with your safety. We'll see how many people die this way, how many bank robbers, and we'll try this way. If it doesn't, it'll be cool. She's not talking, by the way, about experimenting on people like her. They'll be safe. She means you. And she's the one who wrote the plan. This is what's so remarkable. This plan that Bernie Sanders promoted yesterday and signed off on. The one Biden signed off on. It's a joint plan, a compromise. A compromise between what and who? Socialism. Keep in mind, Bernie Sanders is an avowed socialist. He says, with the signing of this plan, it will make Joe Biden the most liberal president that we have had in our lifetimes. Take a listen.
I was glad to work with the vice president. If implemented, will make Biden the most progressive president since FDR.
Yep. There you go. He signed it and everything. So he must be proud of it. I mean, he must want to go on television and explain it. No, he won't debate Trump because he can't defend it. Which gets us to this, today's epic rant for Tucker Carlson on what exactly Biden has signed off on here. Yeah. You know what scares me the most? They're pledging to eliminate shareholder capitalism. All of it? Yes. Eliminate completely. No more stock market? That'd pretty much be how it'd have to go. You down with that? No? You might want to hear this.
This is the candidate who could soon be president of the United States. Don't tell him that. It'll only make him anxious. The people around Biden, by contrast, are not anxious. They are completely in control. They know exactly what they want. And yesterday, they gave the rest of us a glimpse of what that is. The Biden campaign released a long document outlining its goals. It was written by Eric Holder, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Simone Sanders, among others. These are the people who will run the country if Joe Biden is elected in November. So what's their plan? Well, in a sentence, they'd like to make the rest of America very much like our biggest cities have become. Squalid, dangerous, chaotic, and unhappy. They'd like to do to your neighborhood what they have done to New York City. The main thing they've done to New York is make it scary. Violent crime is surging dramatically there, as we have told you night after night. And one of the main reasons for that is the elimination of cash bail. The city no longer holds the people it arrests. Criminals are in and out of custody immediately, and many, of course, go on to commit more crimes. It's nuts. The Biden campaign plans to abolish cash bail everywhere. No bail for any crime nationwide. Think about what that would mean. Americans are fleeing urban areas in huge numbers. Big cities are just too mismanaged. They're too dangerous. Unless you are very rich or very poor, you're getting out. New York City lost 53,000 people in 2019. They will lose far more than that this year. Most of these refugees have relocated to the suburbs where they imagine they are safe from the effects of disastrous urban policy. But they're not. Democrats want to abolish the suburbs. They are too clean and nice, and therefore, by definition, they are racist. And the Biden campaign has highly specific plans on how to do this. It's called Affirmatively Furthering Fair Housing. It's a HUD regulation. It was written during the Obama administration. Biden's advisors plan to enforce it. They will cut off critical federal funds for municipalities unless those municipalities submit to federal control of urban planning. Towns will be ordered to abolish zoning for single-family housing because single-family homes, needless to say, are racist. Low-income, federally subsidized apartments will go up in the suburbs. It's a good bet you won't see any of this. You won't see projects being built in Aspen or Martha's Vineyard or anywhere else Eric Holder vacations. But in your neighborhood, oh yeah. Your kids' schools will change too. The Biden campaign has vowed to bring back Obama's lunatic Title IX rules. Colleges would once again ignore due process and the presumption of innocence and instead use kangaroo courts to assess sexual assault allegations on campus. Good luck to your sons. The country's K through 12 schools, meanwhile, effectively will abandon classroom discipline. Schools that suspend students based on their behavior rather than according to a strict racial quota system will be punished for that. But you will have no choice but to keep your kids enrolled anyway, because Biden's campaign pledges to abolish all programs that provide parents vouchers or tax breaks to send their kids somewhere else. And then the Biden plan gets really ambitious. It would use the Federal Reserve to fix the, quote, racial wage gap. Central bankers will be encouraged to decide if you're being paid too much based on your skin color. Sounds like a great way to unite the country.
Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line about Fox News beginning to warn us, said, hey, you know, this Russia investigation might not be wrapped up by election time. Well, that's significant since our Attorney General Bill Barr said, hey, listen, if we don't, you know, if Trump loses, yeah, this thing isn't going to get finished. Is that a flaw in the program or is that by design? We'll see, won't we? Texter writes, hey, Tara, I don't think all these people letting this go are bad people. I think they're flawed. And the intelligence community have these flaws ready to expose if you stand up. Text writes, let's end today's show on a good note. God is good. Keep the faith. Yeah, and you know what? Look, a lot of the news is depressing right now. You turn on Fox, you just listen anywhere it is. Here's the thing, though. Keep this in mind. You never know what's around the corner. Honest to God, we shouldn't have won that last election. That last election was a gift. Everything we have right now is a gift. I mean, do you realize there were two separate states that Trump won by less than one percentage point? It's going to pivot on a razor's head, at razor's edge again this time. Literally pivot on a razor's edge, throw a coin in the air. So we're on, I mean, we have gotten 4 years and 200 judges. Most important thing we did was get out of Obama trade. And that alone was a gift. All of that thrown out and scuttled. And to get out of NAFTA too. The way that we have, those Chinese goods finally blocked at the border. All of it, awesome. There's so many great things that we have gotten that they may undo over time, but it'll take them a while. So we've gotten a lot here, and things, funny things tend to happen that are totally unexpected. Trump was one of them. We should have never won that race. We're lucky we did. All right, going to jump on the line with Charles in Blue Ridge. Hey, Charles.
Yes, I just wanted to comment on how you have been blocked, you and the station, or have been warned that you're about to get canceled on Facebook because of that Schellenberger piece. The reason they did that and the reason that there is no point in being afraid to post anything is that it was so credible. This guy was playing the game for years and years.
I know.
And he described himself as a climate alarmist, and he wrote that piece, and his book, Apocalypse Never as an apology because it hurt his conscience. But this guy has credibility. He was awarded a lot of awards for basically his climate alarmism. You could have posted 100 pieces from conservative sites that told the truth about global warming, and they probably wouldn't have messed with you. But you published something that was a smoking gun. You know, it was from the horse's mouth. They had to go after it. So there's if you post anything with that kind of credibility, you know, it's gonna happen to you anyway. And obviously there was nothing askew with that article, but you know,
they marked it fake.
Who,
yeah,
for
those just tuning in on this, Charles, we got the 106.3 site got fact checked by Facebook for posting an article about a self-admitted socialist, climate activist. This is a guy who the IPCC, the gold standard of climate change, hired to review their work. That's how much they trusted that he would find it kosher, and he did. And he talks about in the piece that he finally published on his website, which has been climate alarmist website for a long time, apologizing for his part in scaring the public with, you know, climate alarmism. And he published it on there and said, listen, I've stayed silent for so many years because I'm just so afraid they'll destroy me and I can't stay silent anymore. And Facebook marked it fake. And there's absolutely nothing fake about it. The guy exists. It's absolutely on his website. I checked every bit of it. And again, when you look at their reason for marking it fake, they said outdated studies or outdated statistics or something, but they didn't say which ones. This is how they do it. It's a sleight of hand. But anyway, you get a warning that says, and I found it on our Facebook last night, it was my page and theirs, if you get enough of these fact checks against you, they take your page. So this is how they're going to get conservatives. And when we complain, they'll say, oh, they published fake news. There was absolutely nothing fake in that article that Vince published. Not one thing. They just didn't like it.
But they couldn't just let it pass because it was written by somebody that's one of them.
Yeah, you're right. It was so credible. And that's, you know, but that's what I've seen. The things that they go after are the things that are the clearest, Charles. I mean, I took a picture of a side of a mask box that masks came in. The warning from the maker saying it doesn't protect you against viruses, and they marked it fake. I took the picture. It was on the box. They are literally saying the warning is fake, and it was as real as could be. It's because the truth scares them. And that's how they're going to take our pages, all of us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.